KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for nearly steady temperatures in the upper 20s this morning, with the temperatures dropping as we progress throughout the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless Agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In an update to a story we brought you last hour and overnight here on KJAN, the Iowa State Patrol has identified the victims of Sunday's two-vehicle crash in Greene County. Officials said this morning 19-year-old Andrew Gordon Jackson of Orient, 54-year-old Dwight Lee Snowgren of Jamaica, and 42-year-old David James Muir of Rippey died at the scene of the crash on Greene County Road E57 about a mile west of Rippey. Officials say a 2002 Pontiac Firebird driven by Muir was traveling east at a high rate of speed at around 1:30 p.m. Sunday when the car went out of control, spun around, and crossed the center line of the road, where it was struck on the passenger side by Snowgren's 2011 Ford F-150 pickup. After the impact, both vehicles entered a ditch and rolled onto their sides. Neither Muir nor Snowgren were wearing their seatbelts. Jackson, who was a passenger in the Firebird, was wearing his seatbelt. The accident remains under investigation. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store. Store 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separate.
In another update to a story we first brought you Sunday morning here on KJAN and on KJAN.com, the Iowa State Patrol has released additional details about an accident that occurred Sunday morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Officials said this morning that around 8:40 a.m. Sunday, Trooper R. Boyd Byrne responded to a report of a van rollover on I-80 near Exit 60 or Highway 71. Witnesses said after the vehicle came to rest, eight persons fled the scene on foot, while two people suffered serious injuries. One of them was determined to have suffered critical injuries, including a head trauma and paralysis. Both were transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Following a search of the area, six of the eight persons in the van were located and transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic for treatment of their injuries. Two other persons were able to acquire taxi service and were taken to Council Bluffs. Patrol says agents with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, were contacted. Those agents interviewed the subjects at CCMH and determined that they were illegal immigrants en route to New Jersey. The persons who went to Council Bluffs were allegedly transporting the eight individuals to New Jersey to secure employment. All six subjects were turned over to ICE agents and transported to Omaha, Nebraska. ICE agents were able to get a ping on the cell phones used by the two persons who went to Council Bluffs, but those persons remain at large. An investigation into the incident continues. The State Patrol was assisted in its investigation by deputies of the Cass and Audubon County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and the ICE agents. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said this morning a Lenox woman was arrested Sunday night on an OWI charge. 45-year-old Mary Holbrook was taken into custody just outside of Lenox on Sycamore Avenue at around 10:40 p.m. She was brought to the Adams County Jail and held pending a court appearance. In other news, numerous awards were handed out to deserving groups and individuals during Saturday night's Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce annual banquet and awards program held at the Cass County Community Center. Included among them, Ambassador of the Year went to Bill Saluk from Meredith Communications. Outstanding Chamber Volunteer went to Lori Reed with Airworks at the Atlantic Airport. Outstanding Committee Member went to Dr. Keith Leonard of the Atlantic Animal Health Center. The Business Betterment Award went to Boulders Inn & Suites Local Investors. Community Service Award went to the Atlantic High School Trojan football team. Community Betterment Award was presented to the local Trees Forever organization. The Community Impact Award went to Jay Miller from Bryman's Home Furnishings for his work in getting a $65 million grant to bring the Siemens Industrial Technology Program to Iowa Western Community College. The Athena Award, sponsored by Detter Motor Company, went to Wendy Richter for her work with the Family Crisis Support Network. And the Distinguished Service Award, which was presented to Steve Livengood for his service to our veterans and their families, along with his work with ARISE, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise. Livengood is a 24-year veteran of the U.S. Army and a member also of the Atlantic City Council. The Chamber also welcomed its new president for 2012, Debbie Lystead, who takes over the reins from past President Brian Church, and honored its new board members, including Steve Anderson from Southwest Iowa Transit, Jeff Lundquist with the Atlantic News-Telegraph, Becky Mosier with KJAN, and Bill Saluk, along with some returning board members for 2012 through 2014. The evening's meal was provided by Atlantic Hy-Vee Catering. In state news, Occupy protesters have begun breaking camp in Des Moines ahead of the city's deadline. Camp resident Daniel Bragg told the Des Moines Register the kitchen tent, dining tent, medic station, and 16-man tent will be coming down before the January 31st deadline. The Des Moines City Council voted on January 9th to evict the protesters by the end of this month, citing concerns about the park becoming a campground. Bragg says some protesters likely will refuse to leave, risking arrest. The Occupy movement began in New York, decrying what protesters see as corporate greed and the growing gap between the rich and the poor. Officials in some of Iowa's biggest cities say they're skeptical about Governor Terry Branstad's plan to cut commercial property taxes by 40%. Although the governor says cities would be protected from a big drop in tax revenue, local officials say they worry promises might not be kept or could be broken in the future. If commercial property taxes were cut without increasing state aid, Des Moines could see a $28 million drop in annual revenue, and Cedar Rapids would receive about $15 million less. City officials also doubt that reducing commercial taxes would draw much additional business to cities. They argue that the adequate city services are more important than tax rates, which they say overall are fairly low. Greenfield Republican Representative Clyde Baudler sat in a House Ways and Means Committee subcommittee meeting this past week, during which a report was given on commercial, residential, and agricultural property taxes. The House panel last Thursday approved a tax cut plan that its sponsor, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Republican Tom Sands, says a compromise between Governor Terry Branstad and Senate Democrats. The bill would cut commercial property taxes by 40% and take place over the course of 14 years instead of the 8 years proposed by Governor Branstad. Baudler says it's imperative that action be taken soon to reduce the tax rate.
I tell you, if we don't do something this year, the residential property tax could follow ag land up unbelievably high. You're taxed on 50% of your evaluation on residential. That could go up to 62% very quickly and 75% over a few more years. So that's something I hope the public is engaged in and watching that very close.
Sands's plan would provide greater relief to small businesses as called for in a plan proposed by Democrats. It would also provide relief for all property taxpayers by offering more state education aid and tying residential property tax increases to the rate of inflation. Butler says the effort is designed to make Iowa a state which is more industry-friendly and job-friendly.
That's what started this whole thing. And I think this legislative session is going to be consumed by property tax reform, education reform, and mental health funding and reform.
Butler says he's not on the committees handling the education issue, but his concern is that about every 2 years something has been done in the legislature to increase funding for education, but we're not getting the bang for the buck. He says the Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds have not mentioned how the nearly $25 million in increases would be paid for.
Last year, we made huge strides in turning our spending problem around. We're not spending at the 99% of our revenue intake, and of course there's people that want to spend a lot more and just tax the public. But the problem is, when you tax the public, it has a ripple effect down to Main Street, and we should be very careful how much of stuff we grab from them.
Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, searchers are going door to door in the Birmingham, Alabama area looking for people who may be trapped in their homes after storms moved across the region yesterday. At least two people are confirmed dead. Forecasters say they received reports of several tornadoes across Alabama. Today, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will continue the political meet and greet with constituents in Tucson that was cut short last year when a gunman opened fire, killing six people and wounding 13. Giffords issued a statement yesterday saying that she'll resign this week to focus on her continued recovery. Newt Gingrich says his victory in the South Carolina Republican presidential primary shows that people want a nominee who's going to shake up Washington. Gingrich also acknowledges that some key Republicans don't want to see him win the nomination. He says he expects to see the establishment go crazy in the next week or two. And some states have made big cuts to funding of higher education. A study at Illinois State University said 41 states cut education spending over the past year, some by $6 billion, or nearly 8%. States that made the most cuts were Arizona, Wisconsin, and Louisiana. Only nine states reported increases in higher education spending. News time is 8:10.
HD, LED, LCD, DVR, Wi-Fi, DLNA, HDMI. Does this all sound like a foreign language to you? Technology today is moving at an incredible pace. Don't get left behind. The TV store can be your secret weapon to keeping up with the Joneses. As a Dish Network authorized retailer, we have all the latest and greatest technology. Everything from standard receivers to a top-of-the-line 922 receiver with a built-in sling adapter, so you may watch your Dish Network on the go. Don't forget also to add Dish Network's Google TV so you can multitask by watching TV and surfing the web all at the same time. We have it all in stock, on display, and we have the know-how to explain it all. Whether you have simple questions about how to operate your Dish remote control or more technical questions about installation features. Our knowledgeable staff always takes pride in helping you. We know it's hard to keep up with new technology, and that's what we're here for. So stop in and ask us questions, then go home and show off your incredible knowledge of technology. Dish Network currently has free installations, so come on by the TV store in Atlantic and get signed up today. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply.
In our funeral announcements, Elmer Laverne Nelson, age 92, of Irwin, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Elmer Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hubert Hugh Kenneth Porter, age 87, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Hugh Porter will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Angela Woolhutter, age 38, of Harlan, died Friday. A memorial visitation for Angela Woolhutter will be held tomorrow from 1 until 9 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Elsie Bailey, age 86, a longtime resident of Anita, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elsie Bailey will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Merlin Butch Vonish, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Merlin Butch Vonish will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Wallace Dwinell, age 74, of Greenfield, died Friday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City. Celebration of life services for Wallace Dwinell will be held on Wednesday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.